Welcome to Sunday worship. And one of the things I like to say before we start is just welcome home. And because this is like family. And especially on this day when we are welcoming two new members to our community, as officially as family members. You know, it's always good to remember that this is a sanctuary. This is a place where we gather as a family to worship God. Now, you must be wondering, why did I pick this really unique text in Romans? And, you know, what kind of, and I think the reason is I want to be able to share something that is for the rest of the community, but also specifically for Lulio and for Susan to take with them as they move forward in their faith. And it's interesting because the reason I know this text really well, or I've been studying this text, is because our college fellowship, one of our college fellowships, the Asian American Christian Fellowship, their theme this year is from Romans 6.
我最近对这段经文很熟悉，因为我们大学的一个团契最近也在一起的查考这段经文。
And so it's a very good text. It's very encouraging. It's very challenging.
这是一段不太容易的经文，但是也是非常的给我们勉励的一段经文。And
before I would jump into prayer, I want to say is that one of the things that Paul is trying to teach us and show us.
在这里保罗主要想告诉我们
is that a faith in Christ leads to significant change in a person's life.
他告诉我们，在基督里的信仰会非常明显的、非常大的改变我们的人生。
And so that's why we're reading through Romans 6.
这也是我们在罗马书第六章里所读到的。And
so let me pray for us and we'll get into it.
我们一起先来祷告。
Let's pray. Father God,
亲爱的天父,
thank you, Lord, so much for the blessing today to celebrate you and worship you.
我们感谢你的恩典, 让我们这里来可以来敬拜你。
Thank you for the powerful mercy and grace that you show us in the miracle of salvation today.
感谢你奇妙的恩典, 感谢你伟大的救恩。
Thank you for the reminder in the lives of Lilio and Susan how, Lord, you are merciful and you are gracious and you bring people to know you from different places.
在刘刘和苏珍他们身上，你再次的提醒我们，你的救恩是何等的伟大。And
I'm also just thankful. I'm so thankful I see so many faces of the people here that you used to help them come to know you.
我更是为在这里特别的向你感谢，因为这里我看到那么多的人，你使用他们，让更多人来归向你。
And so I'm thankful, Lord, that my brother and my sister now can be here with us today.
主啊，真的是感谢你这么多弟兄姊妹，我们今天可以在一起。
As we come and study your word today, as we study the subject of change in our lives,
今天我们来思想的主题就是我们生命的改变。
May you open our hearts to receive your truth.
求你打开我们的心，能够接受你真理的光照。
And so, Lord, we give this time to you.
我们把以下的时间交托在你手中。
May your spirit move powerfully.
愿你的圣灵大有能力地运行在我们当中。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. So today we're looking at Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14.
今天我们看的是罗马书第六章的1到14节。
But when you jump right into a text, it's always a little confusing.
当你突然开始读这段经文，也许你有点不明白。
And I think if you want to look real quickly, I'm going to really butcher it, but Romans chapter 1 through 5.
非常快地回顾一下罗马书1到5章。
That basically what Paul does is he shows us how the Christian's faith and our hope are all gifts from God.
这五章主要是讲为什么我们的得救完全是神的恩典。
Not only has this been given by God as a grace, as an act of grace. But there's nothing that we've done to earn this or to accomplish this or achieve this. And I would say, and I would venture to say, is that no other faith is like this. That everything is first done by God and not by anything from us. There's no, you have to do certain things to achieve me. But the question that comes up then is, but if salvation is so free, then what is the point for us to change our lives if everything has been given to us for free? So if grace is given to us so freely, so much, so abundantly, then why do we have to change? And this is the problem we are faced with in chapter 6. And what I would throw out to you today is that in this little space of text, Paul tells the Christian, or tells the audience, the reader, that there are three ways that change starts to happen in a Christian's life. Did I give the 3 points? I don't think I gave the 3 points, but I'm going to give it to you one at a time. And the first one, and I want you to think about this, is that as Christians change, we start to realize that our heart is the battleground for the mastery of our soul.
首先，我们来思考的第一个问题是我们的心灵就是一个战场，它是关乎谁要在我们的心里做主。
And in Romans chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, it says these words.
在罗马书六章六到七节里这样说。
You just read it in Chinese. It's in English. So the English readers or the English audience, just read it. It's easier.
第六节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
And I think it's very interesting here. It uses the word so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
在这里他用的词是说，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And the word slave here is kind of it's a heavy word.
奴仆是一个非常重的词。
Because in our understanding today, especially in the U.S., this has a negative perception.
尤其在这里美国，它有一个非常负面的意义。
Right. We often think of slavery as something that's forced upon a person.
我们想到的奴仆常常是那些
We think of it as exploitation or human trafficking.
我们想到的都是 一些人口贩卖或者一些 对人的一些欺诈和剥削。
But the word being used here has a different meaning because it's a different from a different time.
但是在当时的环境下，奴仆有不一样的意义。
Because what you could do in the past was when you were indebted, when you owed a large amount of money, you could basically make yourself a servant to another person.
在当时，有的人做奴隶是因为他要把自己卖给别人，用服侍别人的方式来偿还他的债务。And
so by serving this person, letting them be your master, you can pay off the debt over a certain period of time.
所以他做一段时间的奴隶，他就可以用他的劳动来抵偿他的债。Sometimes
it's translated as bond servant.
所以有的时候也可以叫做没有无薪的奴隶。But
I want you to see is that the reason Paul uses this word, I think, here is he's saying that the people in this world are living two different ways.
所以这里保罗他所说的意思，他用这个词的意思是说，这个世界上的人往往面对着两种选择。
And the two ways that we are living in this world,
我们在这个世界上生活,
is first of all, we either belong to God,
第一，要么就是我们属乎上帝。
And in a sense, we obey him because of that.
因为这一点，所以我们顺服上帝。
And so he's our master.
所以他是我们的主。
He's our Lord and Savior, right?
他是我们的主和救主。
But the other option, then, is that we belong to something else.
或者第二个可能就是我们属乎别的东西。
And whatever that is, we're enslaved to it.
不管那是什么，我们都是他的奴仆。
Because that is our master.
因为那是我们的主。
Now, how is that possible?
这怎么可能呢?
In order for you to think of that, you have to kind of think back into the Old Testament commandments from the Old Testament.
我们可以一起来思想旧约当中所讲的实诫。
And recently, because kind of the cancer stuff, I have a memory issue sometimes, so I've been trying to memorize the Ten Commandments. I've never memorized them, which is kind of funny.
我以前从来没有记过这个实诫，但是因为我前段时间我治疗癌症，我的为了锻炼我的记忆力，我会来
And in the first commandment that God gives to Moses and gives in the law is this command that we are to have no other gods besides him.
其中第一诫就是说除了我以外你不可以有别的神。
And so the idea is don't make anything your God besides God.
就是说你不可以把别的不是神的东西当作神。
It's either God or something else.
你要么为神而活，要么为别的东西。
There's nothing else. There's no third option.
没有中间地带。
And here's the thing. Everyone lives for something.
但是事实是每个人都为别的一些东西而活。
And this quote by this man named James K.A. Smith is a really cool book. It's called The Spiritual Power of Habit.
在这里我引用的是这个 James Smith 他的一本书，讲的是习惯的力量。
And what he says in English, you'll read in Chinese, is,Because you are what you love, and you worship what you love, and you might not love what you think.
因为你就是你所爱的东西，你爱什么，你就会去膜拜什么。你也许并不爱你自以为爱的东西。
And so what I think he's saying here is that we all worship or love something, and we have placed our trust or confidence in those things.
所以他指出的是，我们人人都崇拜着一些什么，我们每个人都把我们自身的意义跟安全感都放在一些别的事情上。
And whatever this is, perhaps it's what you put your values or your worth in.
它也许是你的价值所在。
And so that's a question you have to think about.
所以你要思考这个问题。
What do you place your greatest confidence in?
你把你的信心安全感放在哪里？
What do you place your value or your worth in?
你把你的价值放在哪里？
What gives you purpose?
是什么给了你生命意义？
Perhaps.It is the sense of accomplishment, getting things done.
也许它是你所完成达成的成就。
Perhaps it's money and becoming affluent.
也许是你的金钱财富。
For some of us, it's style or fashion or appearance.
对有的人来说，也许是你的外貌，你的穿着打扮。
And for others, it's our relationships, our romances with other people of the opposite gender.
也许是你的男女关系。
And if you fuse a few, one more.Your family can be one.
可能是你的家庭。
And or political cause.
或者一个政治的主张。
Whatever that is your spiritual master.
不管这个东西是什么，它就是你灵魂真正的主人。
And perhaps it's hard to work. It's a hard statement. You are owned by it. You are enslaved by it.
而且话说的重一点，你就是他的奴仆。
And if you read in verse 12 of chapter 6.
在六章十二节
It says, Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
And it is important to see these words. The word reign here is the idea of ruling over you. It has control over you. It has domination over you.
这里作王呢，就是说它完全的控制你，完全的主宰你。
And when we see the word passions, we think, oh, it's probably just sexual things.
这里所说的私欲，也许你会想到，这也许讲的就是性欲。
But what I would offer you is that there are desires or passions in your life that are overrealized.
但是它是可以指任何在你生命中过度满足的欲望。
And the scary thing is, it's not the sexual, it's not the bad desires that often are overrealized in our life. It's the good things in our lives.
而且这样的过度的私欲，可能不光是像性欲这种，而是它可能可能是很正面的东西。
Perhaps it was your career, your accomplishments.
也许它是你的事业，你的成就。
Perhaps it's wanting to make some money or wanting to have a healthy family.
也许你是想挣很多的钱来有一个好的家庭。
Or even a relationship.
或者是你的男女关系。
But it's all those things that I think the best way to say it is they're good things that you've just made them so dominant in your life. They dictate everything you do.
问题就在于你把好的东西在生活中看得太重，他已经掌控了你的生活。
And here, I'm going to offer you a test to see if these things really are in control of your life.
所以怎么测试这个东西是不是已经主宰了你的生命呢？
So when I was like, I was half awake when I wrote this. This is how I talk to myself sometimes. So it's a little slangy.
所以, 这个语言它稍微, 有一点不正式, 但我就经常这么跟我自己讲话。
It's how I often test if something is over-consuming, becoming an over-consuming desire in my heart.
我经常这样来测试自己, 某些事情在我生命中是不是太重了。
So the first one is, why you mad, bro?
是你为什么要生气呢?
It's like, if it's a normal desire, you might get upset if something happens in your life, that you lose this thing. You might get upset, like, oh, yeah, it's kind of bad. It's annoying. But if you get super angry to lose this thing or to not have this thing, then it perhaps has a little bit too much influence in your life.
如果你失去什么,你有点失落,那是正常的。但是当你得不到它的时候,你变得非常的暴躁,非常的易怒,这也许就有问题了。
But for other people, it's not that you get mad, okay? It's you start tripping.
也许有的人他并不是,他的表现并不是易怒。
So you lose whatever you lost. Maybe it's your job.
也许你丢掉了你的工作。
You might be worried.
也许你会忧虑。
That's not a bad thing. You can be worried, right?
忧虑有的时候很正常。
But then if you're so anxious, so crushed, so discouraged by it, you can't even think, you're always stressed out about it, and you feel you're freaking out, then perhaps you're tripping.
如果你焦虑到了,你惊慌失措了,那么就意味着你在为这个事情抓狂。
But the third thing that can test this to see if it owns you is the idea of sadness. Why is so sad?
也许有的时候你会为一个事情非常的伤心。
So for example, you have a relationship with someone and they break up with you.
比如说你的男女朋友跟你分手。
Or they fight with you and you disagree and you guys stop talking for a few days.
或者你们俩之间有了一些争执。
It's natural to get sad.
你为这个伤心,有点伤心是正常的。
But it's unnatural when you start to go, my life is over. I'm freaking out. I can't live anymore.
但是当你为这样的事情而不知所措,你觉得你的人生希望渺茫的时候,这就它对你来说太重。So
these are the three ways often I think through things. Does this thing have such a control over me that I am over-realizing and getting super out of shape, bent out of shape because of it?
我觉得这就是我们来检验哪些东西在我们生命中看得过重的一些方式。
Maybe you've made something your God and you don't even realize.
也许你不知不觉地把一些东西造成了你的偶像。
And so what I would offer to you today is that everyone has a spiritual master.
所以我今天要为各位指出的就是我们每一个人都多多少少把我们的
And our hearts are always pursuing after that. Who is yours?
你所追求的是什么?
Okay, this is the big change. When it starts to happen in your life, you start to notice this. As you become a Christian, you start to realize, I am constantly in conflict in the heart with something that wants all of my worship and all of my attention.
所以当你成为一个基督徒的时候,你真的就要来省察
Everybody has a struggle.
每个人都有这样的挣扎。
Personally, I think it's important to tell you, I struggle with some too.
比如说拿我个人来说,我也得跟大家坦白,我也有这样的挣扎。
See, it's a good thing to want to do ministry well.
它是一个好的事情。
But over the years, I've learned is I'm kind of an obsessed workaholic when it comes to ministry.
但是有的时候我有一种工作的狂热。
And like some of my friends here, they know I'm thinking about ministry 24/7.
你们当中有的人熟悉我，你们会知道我无时无刻不在想着我的事工。
It's not a bad thing to want to serve God, right?
你想你要侍奉上帝了，这总不是坏事吧？
But it can become so over-realized that it's unhealthy.
但是它可以变得非常的过度，以至于到了一个不健康的地步。
And for me, I think how that happens is I gain weight by stress out.
所以当我焦虑的时候，我就会吃胖。
And I don't maintain like a healthy workout mindset or lifestyle.
所以我不能有一个
And so even, I'm just telling you, we all struggle with things owning our lives, good things that become absolute things, that become everything in our heart.
所以我们每个人都面对着这样的挣扎，我们把美好的事情变成了绝对的事情。
And just before I move on, I just want to say, like, today is not like a full sermon because I don't really, I know we have translation, but also because we had a baptism. I want to keep it moving. My second point then brings us to this idea that not only is there a battle that goes on in our heart, but that we start to realize that everything we hoped for, everything we wanted, that there is something greater and bigger and infinitely more purposeful that we are a part of now.
我要指出的第二点是说，你已经成为了一个更宏大的图景的一部分，而它的伟大远远超过你的想象。
Like as a young Christian, when we get into the family of God, we're just excited to be a part of the body of Christ.
当我们年轻的基督徒来到我们当中，成为大家庭的一部分时，我们非常的兴奋。
But then as you grow in your faith, you start to understand that your faith, you're part of something even more beautiful, more absolutely all-consuming in your life, all everything in your life.
当你灵命长进到一定程度的时候，你就会觉得，你其实已经参与到一个更加伟大的一个整体当中。
And so, can you read Romans 6:3-5?
所以在罗马书第三章六章三到五节说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And essentially, we are united to Christ in death, but also in his resurrection.
所以这里指出，我们不光要在死上与他联合，要在复活上也与基督联合。
We are part of something greater.
我们是我们是加入了一个更加伟大的整体。
We are connected to others who have committed their lives to Christ, who have been baptized.
我们与所有将自己生命为神摆上的人也发生了联系。
And this idea of being connected to these people is the idea of being united.
所以我们与这些人产生了一种连接。是一种联合的关系。
And the idea of united is a very unique word. I was looking it up. It's agricultural.
联合这个词，它来自于，其实来自于农业的一个术语。
It's the idea of being planted together.
它意味着一起的播种，或者说嫁接。
Or even engrafted, like you're connected and you're engrafted in.
或者嫁接。
And you're growing together, like you're connected to the same source.
所以两者可以有一个共同的根。
And it's this idea that we, when we come to know Jesus, we are united to Christ in the past, the present, and the future.
所以我们所有与基督联合的人，在过去、现在和将来，我们的生命都和耶稣有这样一个全方位的联系。
And so we're united to God as well in the same way.
所以我们与神是联合的。
And if you read it says here, we have been united with him in verse 5 in a death like his.
就像第五章第五节指出的，我们在死的形状上与他联合。
And all that is good about Jesus, all that is holy, all that is perfect about Jesus, it is kind of, in a sense, we are tied and connected to it.
所以基督耶稣所有的良善，他的完全，他的圣洁，我们都在其中有份。
That God loves us and accepts us as a result.
作为结果就是神爱我们，并且接纳了我们。
Because what Christ has done in the past now becomes a part of us, like we take it on as well.
因为耶稣基督在过去所成就的，现在决定了我们。
So what God sees in our lives is not our past.
所以现在决定我们的不再是我们自己的过去。
But Christ's past.
而是耶稣的过去。
And he loves us and accepts us because of that.
而神悦纳我们，就因为耶稣在过去所成就。
But then in verse 5, it also says, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
第五节的下半句同样说，我们也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
You see, there is also a connection with us, not only in the past, but in the future.
这意味着不光在过去，在未来也是。
See, it's not conditional, it's not based on what we do.
所以这不是有条件的，不是说取决于我们的善工作的怎样。
But that one day in history, when everything comes together,when everything is to be made whole, we will be part of that promise too.
而是说在未来，在世界的末了，当一切都要修复的时候，我们在当中也要承受应许。
And what I'll say today for you, as we take that idea from the past and also the future, is that as we live in the present,
所以在过去和未来之间，我们所生活的现在
is that this idea of the power that's coming from the future that affects everything is now in this world, has entered your life when you become a Christian. It's working.
这意味着，将来要改变这个世界的这个力量，现在已经进入了你的生命里，并且它已经开始发生作用。
But you, because you have that, does not mean you can just go and do whatever you want.
你已经有了这样的能力，不是说你现在你就可以随心所欲。
But you are connected, you're united to a grander vision and purpose than anything you could have imagined.
而是说你已经与一个更加宏大的一个整体产生了联合，你它的伟大你无法想象。
And lately, I really like this quote from C.S. Lewis from The Way to Glory.
所以我真的很喜欢 C.S. 刘易斯他的这一节。
And it says this, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures fooling along with drink, sex, and ambition when infinite joy is offered us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased.
他在这本书里说，似乎我们的主觉得我们的欲望并不是太强烈，而是太弱了。因为我们这些没心没肺的人类，有无限的喜乐供应的时候，我们却把光阴浪费在酒色还有野心上，就像一个无知的小孩，不明白一次安排妥当的海边去度假意味着什么，
so,
却执意要在破瓦寒窑里捏泥巴玩。我们太容易满足。
And so you see the idea, right? That we want to make mud pies and eat them, going, oh, this is so good. And what God says is, look at the ocean. Look at what I've given you. I've given you everything. And you just want mud pies.
所以我们就是非常喜欢捏泥巴玩，但是其实有一个海边度假已经为我们安排好了。
And see, I think as a young Christian, we think we have it good.
所以作为一个年轻的基督徒，我们认为我们
Like when you ask a little kid, what do they want for Christmas? Like my cousin, my nephew.
作为一个小孩，他圣诞节想要什么呢？
Last year, he was like, I want to be like Captain America.
比如说我的侄子，他去年就说，我想做美国队长。
I said, sure. And he says, I want a backpack.
他说我要一个背包。
So my idea was like, I'll go to Amazon, I'll show him all the options, and then he can pick one.
所以我想的就是我上那个亚马逊给他看，把所有的美国队长的包给他看，他选一个。
And so there's all these choices. They're shields. They're just shield backpack, you know?
所以有各种美国盾牌美国队长盾牌的包。
But there's like four top ones.
但是有四个是排名比较靠前的。
And then like, it was like cheap, but really cheap looking, like plasticky. You could tell it's fake, right? Cheap, 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 really expensive.
所以有很便宜，很便宜，很便宜的，最后一个很贵。
And then that really expensive one, it's so pretty. It looks like a real shield.
最后一个那个盾就真的很像。
And I was like, well, I would buy that one, right? Because that's a good one.
我就觉得我会买第四个，因为那个真的做得很逼真。
And I shouldn't have said this, but I told my nephew, yeah, pick whatever you want. Uncle Helicon will buy it for you.
我就跟我的侄子说，你随便挑，反正我会帮你付钱。
But when I saw the price, I was like, no, oh, no, no, not that one. But I can't say it, right? I'm like, because he's so happy.
当我看到第四个价钱的时候，我希望他不要挑那个，但是我还是希望他开心。
And like a kid that wants mud pie, he picks the cheapest one.
但是这个小孩他就是挑了最便宜的那个。
And I was like, praise the Lord.
我当时就感谢主。
So I ordered it for him. See, I think that's how we are. We want the cheap thing when God wants the best thing for us. He gives us the best thing. We're part of something bigger and better.
所以我们自己也是一样，我们已经进入了一个更伟大的一个现实，但是我们所想要的是多么的卑微。
And so, my first two things today I want you to think about is this: is when change starts to happen for the Christian, there is always a battle for the soul.
所以我们当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，总有这么一个属灵的征战。
But the second thing is we're part of something that's so much bigger than us that right now, early on, you have no idea yet. You're still coming to understand it.
第二点是说我们已经成为了一个更伟大的图景的一部分我们自己都无法想象。
But my last thing is this idea that your identity is now so changed that your life, you need to live it differently.
所以我要讲的第三点是说，你已经有了一个翻转的一个身份，所以你要把你要活出一个翻转的生命。
And in verse 6, it says these words.
在第六章第六节。
We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And it's saying your life, the way you live, your old identity, it's dead, it's died, it's crucified.
这意味着你的旧的身份，你的老我已经死了，已经钉在十字架上。
When you come to know Christ, you have a new identity.
当你来到耶稣里面的时候，你已经有了一个新的身份。
Your life, your body, how you choose to live, your decisions, everything needs to start aligning with that new identity.
所以你从现在开始，你的生命、你的人生、你的身体、你的一切的举动，都要与这样一个新的身份，协调。
And now you can start to break the control, the rule, the reign of those former spiritual masters in your life.
只有这样，你才可能会去打破那个之前在精神上，使你做奴仆的东西。
Because before you had no idea these were your masters.
因为之前你并没有意识到这些东西。
You didn't know there was a battle. You didn't know there was a battle. There's no. You didn't know there was control.
你并没有意识到有这样一场属灵的征战。
But because you have a new identity, you start to be aware there's a contrast, there's a difference.
但是当你有了这样一个新的身份，你就要意识到，你要现在不一样。
And in verse 11 to 12, it says, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin, alive to God in Christ Jesus. And so let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, to make you obey its passions."
所以在罗马书六章十一到十二节说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
So you have everything now in Christ.By the Spirit to make these changes in your life.
你已经拥有了一切，可以来做这样一些改变。
But they don't happen automatically.
但这个并不是水到渠成的。
See, daily you must choose to live and make decisions to honor and live for God.
所以你每天都要做这样一个抉择，你要选择你的一举一动都要为神而活。
And I think oftentimes when we fail and when we sin, we make mistakes, we return to our old ways.
有的时候我们会跌倒，我们会失败，我们仍然会回到过去的样子去犯罪。
Then we forget we are already made whole in Christ Jesus.
那样的时候，你就是忘了你其实已经，在耶稣基督里有了新生。
And what I'll say today is this, that you need to remember that your identity is no longer found, okay, in your old way, but it's in Christ.
你要意识到你的身份已经 不是在建立在你过去的那些主人身上，而是在耶稣基督里。
That you are a beloved child of God's.
现在你是上帝所耶和华所亲爱的。
Because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
And this kind of brings me back to our last baptism. I shared this with you guys.
所以在最后一部分，我想与大家分享的是。
You see, in Matthew 3, you don't have to. I don't have it here. I just give you the verse. I don't even have the verse up.
马太福音第三章,
when Jesus is getting baptized,
当耶稣受洗的时候,
God clearly approves of him. He says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased."
从天上有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
But the very next chapter, right after that verse, literally like three verses later, or two verses later, in Matthew 4,
但是在几节之后, 在马太福音的第四章,
Satan tempts Jesus three different times.
魔鬼三次试探耶稣。
In the first two times,
在头两次,
he says, "If you are the Son of God."
他一直在说你若是神的儿子。
And what he does is he's challenging his identity.
所以他所做的事情就是在质疑怀疑他的身份。
And if you look, go back further in the Genesis, into the Old Testament.
当我们回头看创世纪第三章的时候。
When Satan as a serpent is tempting Adam and Eve.
当这个魔鬼化身的蛇在又试探女人的时候
He basically says, and it's interesting because when you read it in the Hebrew, way back I did this, I haven't done it recently, it sounds like a snake is talking, or a serpent is talking.
这样的经文如果你用希伯来原文去读真的是很像这个蛇的话
Like a parcel tongue. But, it's a Harry Potter reference. But what he says is, did God actually say?
蛇对女人 说的是神岂是真说
Maybe perhaps, does God really have your best interest?
他好像是在说上帝真的是为了你做最好的打算
And the idea he introduces is perhaps God isn't a good ruler over you. He isn't a good master.
他也许是在挑拨神也许并不是一个好的主人
And that's the reason why often to this day, we're still afraid.
这也是为什么今天我们有的时候还会感到惧怕。
That we're still enslaved.
我们还是为奴。
We doubt our identity in God.
因为我们怀疑我们在上帝里这个新的身份。
Even though that promise has already been given to you in Christ.
尽管在耶稣基督里，神已经给了你这样的应许。
We still question if we really are this child of God's.
我们还是会怀疑我们是不是真的是神的儿女。
You gotta understand, this for the last 2 years, this has been...probably the most important thing God has kept teaching me through my life.
这也是过去两年中神教我最重要的功课。
Because when you understand your belovedness,
当你真正明白了你是上帝所亲爱的
then you don't doubt that God loves you.
所以你就不会去怀疑这一点。
And then when you do things, there's never a question if are you of trust with God.
所以你就不会去质疑你跟上帝之间的信任关系。
You see, our natural desire is to always go back to the old ways.
我们的自然的天性总是想回到过去的老我当中。
But we've been made anew in Christ.
但是上帝已经让我们成了他新的创造。
And if you read in verse 13 to 14 of Romans,
当我们看罗马书六章十三到十四节的时候
It says, do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness.
六章十三节说，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
That we are to be instruments of righteousness for God's glory.
所以在这里，我们要做义的器具来荣耀神。
How is this possible when we still fail daily?
但是当我们每天还在失败，还在犯罪的时候，这怎么可能呢？
Because I think this is why you can do this.
我觉得这是你可以这样做的原因是。
I think that when Jesus saw that we are enslaved by the lies in this world.
当耶稣看到我们沦为了这个世间一些谎言的奴隶的时候。
God loving us.Came to the earth to save us.
上帝亲自来到世间来救赎我们。
You have to understand that、like、He knows that we cannot break away from this old identity without His help.
他知道我们没有办法与罪有一个了断，除非他亲自来到我们当中。
And so He gave up everything so we could have everything in God.
所以他舍弃了一切，让我们可以在神当中能够。享受万有。
One of my favorite texts in Philippians.
我最喜欢的一节经文出自腓立比书二章。
In Philippians chapter 2.
二章。
Verses 5 to 11.
五到十一节。
It says, Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant,being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, heaven in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书二章五到十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
See, Jesus gave up everything to save us, to help us.
所以上帝耶稣真的是舍弃了一切为来帮助我们。
And so perhaps you will fail daily.
也许你每天还是会失败，会犯罪。
But because your life is now past, present, and future in Christ, you have been made whole every time you go before God.
但是那已经是过去了，但是耶稣已经改变了一切，你有一个新造的生命。
Nothing can separate you from that love.
没有什么可以使你与神的爱隔绝。
So to walk in newness of life, as Paul says here in chapter 6,
所以在这一章中保罗所说一举一动都有新生的样式。
My encouragement is there's three things to think about all the time.
关于这一节我所需要鼓励大家的是,
that you are always, you're starting to become more aware that there's a battle for your heart and your soul.
所以你要时常地省察你的内心有这样一场关于主权的征战。
Who is your real master?
谁是你真正的主?
Is it God?
是神吗?
Or is it anything else?
还是别的事物?
And secondly, that you are now be part of something so much bigger and greater than you would have possibly or could have imagined.
第二点,你现在你所融入的一个整体,它的伟大你无法想象。
And lastly, you have an identity in Christ that you cannot lose.
第三点是你在耶稣当中已经有了一个身份,你不会失去它。
But it calls you to a daily life of obedience in the same direction as Jesus.
但是他需要你每一天都为这样一个新的生命,为了这样一个新的身份去活,去为神而活。
And so let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
主啊,我们,
so grateful for this reminder today.
我们感谢你今天给我们这样的提醒。
Thank you so much for your truth.
感谢你给我们真理的光照。
Thank you so much for your salvation, your grace in our lives. We don't deserve this.
感谢你给我们这样白白的救恩,这本是我们所不配的。
That when you see us, you don't see people that have just fallen so short of your glory only.
所以当你看到我们的时候,我们不光在你眼中,我们不光是一群亏欠了神荣耀的罪人。
But you see your son.
你看到了你儿子的样子。
And you see, and you love us.
你爱我们。
That you've forgiven us.
你原谅我们。
And you call us daily to live in you, pursuing after you, never being able to lose you.
你每天都在呼召我们去为你而活,因为我们不会失去你。
Lord, I pray that others here may experience your mercy and grace today. If something else is a master, I pray that you would open our hearts to see what that is and that we would make you our master. And Father, that they always rest in your identity, my brothers and sisters here.
也愿我们每一个人在你当中有这样一个新的我们安居在这样一个新的身份之上。
And as we come today to celebrate and remember you, Father God,
等今天我们在这里来敬拜你的时候,
in communion,
当我们来领取圣餐的时候,
we ask, Lord, that you would be with us as we celebrate communion.
主啊, 我们求你与我们同在,
that we would remember this time.
愿我们能够纪念这样的时刻,
in Jesus Christ's name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。